This is Church Alive's Teaching of the Week by Pastor Gene Amoson. For additional teachings or information about the church, go to churchalive.net.
Are you like me, that as you've gotten older, you've started to realize that things that are important to you now may not have been very important to you years ago, right? Your perspective starts to change. Priorities start to change. Y'all been there before, right? I mean, we can go back 10, 20, 30 years, depending on how old you are. And it's funny, 30 years ago, what seemed really important right now probably doesn't seem very important to you, right? But now, as I'm, you know, I got a few years on me, as I'm getting older, I realize how important good relationships are. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? I realize how important my church family is to me. It's very interesting to me, like whenever I look back at a lot of friendships and relationships I've had, there's been some good ones, but it's funny that as we get older, God just brings some great ones into our lives. What I like to call those covenant friendships, those like lifelong friendships. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Like, you know that God's put you together. Y'all, today we are wrapping up our You Belong Here series. And in this series, what we've done is we looked at what the Bible said about how God's created us to be connected, about how we can thrive, how we can flourish whenever we're planted in a church body, according to Psalm 92, and then how those connections cause us to grow spiritually and help us to live a life full of purpose. And in part one, what we did is we saw how we really, really need to be connected to others, but not only that, we saw that God actually created us with a need to be connected to others, according to Scripture. You may say, well, Pastor Gene, I'm Mr. or Mrs. Independent, I'm the lone wolf. You can say that, but it's not the way that God created you to live, okay? I'm just telling you, it's not the way He created you to live. And then last week, I started off by making the statement that God's highest calling for you is not to simply go to church. I'm glad you're in church, but He's actually got more for you, and He actually wants you to be planted. Somebody say planted. Planted in the house of God. Scripture tells us that we'll thrive, that we'll flourish whenever we're planted in the house of God. And today what I want to do is we're going to shift gears again. And I want us to look at the assignment that God has given this church. Okay? And in addition to that, we're going to see how some of our church family, some people in this room today, have actually really been blessed since they've gotten planted at Church Alive. So we're going to hear some great testimonies as well. Now, the church, including Church Alive, was never meant to be a social club. Y'all know that, right? In addition to that, the church was never meant to just be something that you go to each week to check off that box to say, I'm a good Christian and I went to church. We talked about that last week. It's more than that. It's more than that. As a church, as a body of believers, we have the privilege. I need y'all to say privilege. We have the privilege as a body of believers to partner with God to tell the world about Jesus. Yeah, we also have the privilege and the enjoyment, hear me, to destroy the works of the enemy as well. Come on, somebody. I love telling the enemy, you lost again, Jack. You know, I love telling the enemy, hey, not this time, no. You know, we serve a victorious God. We serve a risen Savior, right? And because of what He did on Calvary for us and the fact that He's still alive, y'all, we can see victory in our lives all the time, right? So we have the privilege to help God just tell the world about His Son, to partner with Him, but also to destroy the works of the enemy. In Matthew 16, Jesus said, I will build my church. Can we all just say my church? My church. It's His church. It says, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Whenever Jesus was saying this, He was speaking to Peter. Now, last week I mentioned that Peter wrote in 1 Peter 2 that God was building this community of believers, these living stones, and ultimately this church would overpower hell, right? And y'all, that's what we're seeing at Church Alive. Like we're just seeing victory. We're seeing hell just being defeated on a regular basis because of what God's doing in this body of believers. I mean, every week we're hearing stories about life transformation. About every week, we're seeing people come to the kingdom. I like depopulating hell. Anybody else? I like depopulating hell. We're hearing miracles about what God's doing here at Church Alive. That's what the church was meant to do. It wasn't just meant to just be stagnant and to not really accomplish anything. God's got a plan. God's got a vision for this church, and I want to be in the middle of what He wants to do. Amen? Now, every church is unique, and that's a good thing. We all don't need to look alike, right? Every church is unique. And God also has a unique vision for every church. Vision's very important. It's very important because it gives us direction. Vision keeps us on track. And whenever we're faithful to do what God's called us to do, to walk in that vision, it allows us to make a greater impact for the kingdom of God as well, right? And so vision's very important. And here at Church Alive, we feel that God has specifically called us to do three things to build his church. And y'all may already recognize what those three things are because you see them all around. It's this: it's love, it's grow, and it's lead. To love, grow, and lead. So I want us to talk about that today. This vision applies to Church Alive, but y'all, it affects every one of you individually as well. It applies to you because we're all part of making it happen here at Church Alive. So our vision here at Church Alive starts with love. Come on, somebody say love. Love. And the Bible is filled with scriptures about love. In the Word, we see how Jesus loved, we see how God loved us, and we can go, for instance, to 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, and it says this, it says, if I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I'm nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is so important. The Word's all about love. God is love. And so based on what the Word has to say about love and based on what God's called us to do, today we're going to look at, for instance, three thoughts that apply to this point of our vision. So like three love thoughts. And the first one is this, is that we understand that God loves messed up people. Amen? Now, aren't you glad that he loves messed up people? Has anybody ever been messed up in this place? Listen, a few of you guys are kind of like, yeah, you know, the person next to me, you're like doing this. No, we've all been messed up, right? Sin's messed us all up, hasn't it? Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Love this verse. What I love about it is the fact that Jesus didn't say to all of us, get your act together, look holy, start to talk like you're reading out of the King James Version, and then I'll save you. He didn't say that. While we were still messed up, he gave his life for us. And then God, it says he showed his love. God didn't say, well, whenever you're all cleaned up, I'll love you. And that's not the way our God operates, right? He loves all of us, no matter what our past is, no matter how messed up we are. But he didn't expect us to be perfect. And as his children, we can't expect people who walk into this place to have their act together. Can we all just agree today? So our response as a church is that we just simply love everybody that walks in the doors. Amen? We just love them. John 3:16 says, for God so what? Loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that's good news right there. I'm a whosoever. Amen. You're a whosoever. We're all whosoevers, which means his salvation is available to every one of us, the entire world. Come on, that's good news, isn't it? Whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Have eternal life. Sin messed us all up, but God still loves us. And aren't we grateful for that today? He still loves us, and we're grateful for that today. Our second thought on love is this, is that we understand that God deserves our love. We understand that God deserves our love. You know, whenever I start to think about what Jesus went through for me, it's kind of hard not to love him, isn't it? Amen. Whenever I think about he gave his life for me, but he didn't just simply die. He experienced the absolute worst agony anybody could have ever experienced, and he did it for you and he did it for me. How can we not just be in love with the person that would go through that for us? Amen? I mean, and here's something you need to realize. He didn't just do that thing one time for you and like, okay, that's the reason we love him. Have you realized that he's working on your behalf every day, all day? Come on, I'm talking all day he's working on your behalf. There have been times where I've had people, they're like, well, you know, I don't really see where God's doing anything for me. Hold on just a minute. Let's talk about that. Did you wake up this morning with breath in your lungs? Or did you wake up in a hospital this morning? Or did you wake up 6 feet under? Where'd y'all wake up this morning? With breath in your lungs, right? Did anybody get wet last night because they didn't have a roof over their head? Whenever you went to crank your car this morning, I assume it turned over because you got here and you don't look like you're moist from the rain having to walk to church, right? I mean, God's working in our lives in so many different areas. All of our kids woke up with breath in their lungs this morning, right? And you may say, well, there's some areas of my life I wish that God would come through for me on. What's happened is like maybe if you feel like God hasn't done a lot for you, that you're way too hyper-focused on those few areas. And you've forgotten about like the other 10 million things that he's done for you. You know, think about a pie. I like pie. Pecan. Warmed up. I got you now, Donna. But let's think about like this really little sliver piece of pie. Sometimes we just focus on that little sliver of what we feel God hasn't done for us and we forget about the rest of it. And by the way, let me go ahead and just tell you this. A lot of times we get focused on this one thing that God hasn't done for us, and God has no intention of doing that for you because he knows the plan he has for your life. And so sometimes we try to force a door open, or we're crying out to God, God, why don't you do this for me? Why don't you give me this job? Why don't you put this person in my life? And God's like, because it's not what you need in your life. Amen. He sees way down the road. He knows what we need. Amen. And so God's always working on our behalf, and it just makes me just fall more and more in love with him. He deserves our love. 1 John 4:19 says we love because he first loved us. We love God, but of course it means that we love people too. Something I love about Church Alive, and it's just Church Alive, is the fact that whenever people walk in these doors, they often tell me, man, we just felt so loved whenever we walked in this place. This place is just full of love. And real quick, what we want to do is we want to hear how God's just moved in the lives of a new couple here at Church Alive. Y'all check out this video.
All right, I'm William McDougal.
I'm Tyrenda McDougal. We have been going to Church Alive for about 8 to 9 months. Mm-hmm. We found Church Alive through Google, also through a mutual friend. She announced that she was going here, but I didn't really know much about it. We wanted to get back in church, so we began to Google. We had two options that we were going to pick, but we never made it to the second option. Once we got to the parking lot, mm-hmm. Not even before we made it through the doors, the parking lot, we felt the Spirit of God, and we've been here ever since.
And the moment we got to the door and we were met with smiles, it was such a genuine smile that we've never experienced before, especially coming from where we've come from. And I've experienced that lone wolf trying to be disconnected from the church and thinking that I can do it on my own, and it fell flat on my face. I digressed. I began to be influenced by the wrong crowd, and all due to the fact I felt like, okay, I can do this on my own. I'm still a believer. I can make it work. And so throughout that whole year, we didn't really entertain churches. You know, we'll get online and hear certain things, but it's different when you're not connected with anybody. When we got connected to Church Alive, that was a game changer for our life. We've been here 8 months, and the pace in which we've grown, the pace in which we've seen our marriage grow, our spirit lives grow, just community, it has been beyond what we can understand. And from a guy that didn't want to go to church or didn't get excitement out of going to church, I thought it was the same old thing, to come here and be actually excited to wake up on Sundays, go to the life groups, it has tremendously changed my life, tremendously. And to see that Pastor Gene, actually, he has a heart for the people. He genuinely loves people, and I mean genuine. And he wants everybody to know. He wants everyone to know each other. He wants to know everybody. And that basically just inspired me, because I said, hey, I've never seen that before. I've never seen it in that capacity. And so to experience it here, it's like none other.
I would say it's just a beautiful thing to be connected not only to the source, which is God, but to be connected to others that are like-minded, that want to follow Christ, and that can hold you accountable, continue to push you forward in your own walk. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful experience. Worship group, life group, Church Alive, and it within itself, it's just a beautiful experience how you're met, and what you're met with when you hit the grounds of Church Alive. These are people that are really trying to go after God's own heart. So being connected, stay connected, get connected, however that looks for you. We just need you to be connected.
Don't waste time. Don't say, I'll do it next week. No, do it now. Get to him, because we all love Jesus, and we want you to love Jesus. We want you to know that you have people here that truly loves you with no motive, no strings attached. We genuinely love you. We want to see you do great things for the kingdom, and we'll be rooting you on.
You belong here.
Isn't that great? So proud of you guys. So glad that you guys are with us, McDougals. You know, I love that he talked about the fact that he was trying to do that whole lone wolf thing, and it didn't work out very well for him. He realized we need a connection, amen, and they felt welcoming. Church, can I just say good job? Good job just loving on people, making them feel welcome. And, y'all, this kind of leads us to our third thought whenever it comes to love, the first point of our vision. It's that we love people, even messed up people, amen? Because, again, we love people that don't have it all together because of sin. We've all been messed up, and we still don't have our act completely together. I want to say this to you. We love you. God loves you. If you're bound in sin, God loves you so much that he doesn't want you to remain bound. Amen? He wants to see that broken off of you. And all of us, we need to be just progressing in our walk with him, looking a little more like Jesus every day. Come on, somebody, a little more like Jesus. Like this time next year, you don't need to look the way you look right now, right? Because it's constantly, you're just looking more and more like him. It's that sanctification process. Now, Jesus said this in John 15. He said, "This is my commandment, love each other in the same way that I have loved you." There are times, though, whenever we need to change the way that we see people. Because I don't know if you've realized this, there are some people that may not agree exactly with how you believe. And have you noticed that the media has done this phenomenal drive of trying to divide people, right? It's what they've done a great job of. And so there's going to be times whenever we don't agree with certain people's behavior, with certain people's beliefs or their lifestyles. But here's the thing, we are called to love them. 1 John 4:7-8, this is strong scripture. It says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God." That's strong right there. Everyone who doesn't love does not know God, because God is love. Here's something that we need to realize. Whenever there are people that we don't necessarily agree based on the Word of God with their lifestyle, their beliefs, how they're acting, we've got to understand by loving them, it doesn't mean that we approve of what we disagree with. It doesn't mean that whatsoever. We're simply just loving because we've been commanded to love, and we see them as a person created in God's image who's just honestly broken and so desperately needs a Savior, right? That's what we've been called to do, is to just love them. Yeah. Now, there are times whenever we have a hard time loving people. And you want to know the best way to come to a place of being able to love everyone? It's by spending time with the source of love. By spending time with the source of love. Have you noticed that people that you hang around with, you start to pick up on their behavior? You often start to think the way that they think the more you're around them, right? That's why it's important that we're surrounded by strong believers. But the more we spend time with the Lord, the more we're going to start to have his heart for people. The more we're going to see people as so desperate. They so desperately need a Savior. So if you're having a hard time loving people, spend more time with the Lord, and you're going to see that he's just going to change your heart. Amen? Now let's look at the second part of our vision, and that's grow. That's grow. I love the fact that the McDougals mentioned that they had seen growth. They said actually they've seen it really happen fast in their time here at Church Alive. And growth is good. Being stagnant is not. Growth is a good thing. We all need to progress individually, but also we need to progress as a church. And our desire is to see growth in these three areas. Number one, we grow in our relationship with God. We need to grow in our relationship with God, obviously, as a church. Individually, we need to. Jesus was a great example for us, and we see this in Luke 2:52, where it says, he grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. What a great example. Jesus grew, and we need to grow as well. I love Romans 2:4. It says, it's the kindness of God, or maybe your translation says the goodness of God that brings men to repentance, men and women to repentance. Whenever we've experienced the goodness of God, you know, I think that that just makes us want to know him that much more, does it not? I was talking to somebody a little while back. We've seen God do miracles in people's lives that didn't even know the Lord. And somebody said, how is that? Like, that person didn't even have faith to believe for their miracle, yet God moved in their life. And I just simply said this: I think God loves to give away free samples from time to time. Right? Just like, there you go. There's something for you right there. But let me tell you what it does in somebody's life. As soon as God moves like that, they experience his goodness, his kindness. Then all of a sudden, they want to know, where did that come from? Because I need a lot more in that life, in my life. Amen? And so whenever we experience his goodness and his kindness, it makes us want to just know him more and more. And y'all, as believers, there's got to be a desire in us to pursue God. There's got to be a desire in us to spend time with him in worship, spend time with him in prayer, spend time in his word to really get to know him. I need you to hear me that what you're experiencing this morning, church is great, but this can't be the only time where you're growing in your relationship with the Lord. You need to hear me today, okay? You need to just carve out some time of your day, every day, ideally, every day, to spend time with him, to spend time talking to him, to spend time reading his word, his love letter to all of us, so you really get to know his heart. And let me just say this, it's not like I'm giving you a homework assignment saying, you need to do this if you call yourself a Christian. That's not it whatsoever. What's going to happen is as you do this, you're going to see that your life is going to change dramatically. You're going to find that your prayer life is a whole lot more effective whenever you begin to know the heart of God and you begin to realize how you can pray. You're going to see miracles happen. I mean, your life is going to change whenever you prioritize with him and as you grow in the Lord. Y'all agree with me today? And so we need to spend time with him and not just expect to get it all here at church. Our second thought on grow is this, is that we grow in our relationship with our church family. Good relationships are really important. I mentioned that at the beginning of the service. I love our church family. And let me just say this, if you're looking for some good, healthy relationships, I believe you can find them here at Church Alive. And what I want us to do real quick is see what Brandon and Lauren Guthrie had to say about their time here at Church Alive. Y'all check this out.
We are Brandon and Lauren Guthrie, and we came to Church Alive about a year ago.
I found Church Alive online when we were looking for a church once we moved to the area. The first time that we attended, everyone was so extremely welcoming and loving just from the first time we walked in the door. So that is one of the things that drew us to the church, and everyone was very, very loving and inclusive, and it seemed like there was a wide variety of people that were here.
As soon as you walked in the doors, everybody was smiling and shook your hand, you know, and just loving, inviting, you know.
We are both serving now, and we feel very fulfilled and, you know, in our jobs and serving. And we've also attend life groups, and we've learned a lot. Our marriage has been strengthened, and our family has been strengthened through all that we've learned, both in services and then also in life groups. I mean, it's almost like everyone already treated us as if we were family, and so once we got involved in serving, you know, we built relationships that way, and then of course through life groups. But each of the pastors also invested a lot of time into us individually, you know, and as a couple once we began coming here. You know, our daughter comes to First Wednesdays with us, and seeing her going down the entire stage praying for each individual prayer request and, you know, coming to us and talking to us about the different prayer requests that she saw, just seeing their involvement and the change in their lives as well. You know, it's very sincere, it's genuine, it's not just a show up front. It's, you know, you can feel the presence of God here when you're here.
I'm Brandon Guthrie.
And I'm Lauren Guthrie.
We belong here.
Good job, Guthries. So glad y'all are with us as well. I love the fact that they said they felt loved, they got involved, they were in a life group. Did y'all hear they said that they've seen their marriage get stronger, they've grown, that's that growing process. Even seeing a change in their daughter coming to First Wednesdays. Y'all, that's growth. That's what that is. Praise God. That's growth. I mentioned last week that there's something really special about being connected to a local church. Whenever you go to the book of Acts and you read about the New Testament church, Acts 4 just paints this beautiful picture of that New Testament church. It says, all the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Isn't that just gorgeous? The fact that they just took care of each other. They were just a family. They just loved each other. They took care of each other. And let me just say this as your pastor. We want you to build good relationships here in this church family. I want to say that maybe, because we've had people come before and they say, well, you know, Pastor Gina, my old church, we were really hurt. And maybe somebody told our business, or maybe they just felt like they weren't welcome or something like that. I want to tell you, you can find good relationships in this house. Church family, do y'all agree? You can find some great relationships in this church family. This is not a cliquey church. This is a drama-free church. I'm just going to go ahead and say that. And let me tell you why it's that way. Because our leadership is actively, always just keeping our eyes open and our ears to the ground, because what we want to do is we want to protect this house. You see, God's doing too much in this house for us to let Satan just start to drop some drama in this church, Satan try to stir up some strife in this church. Nope, we're going to nip it in the bud, as Barney Fife said, amen? We're just going to nip it in the bud. And again, it's not to be ugly, it's not to be mean. Real talk, we've had to dismiss multiple people from this church. You're like, seriously? Yeah, we have. Why? Because we were trying to protect this house. Because we do not want to lose what we have going on here. This is a very special place, in case you can't tell. God's really moving here. And so this is a place that it's just drama-free. It's not clicky. And so if you're looking for a place to build healthy relationships, you have found it. This is a great place to do that. Amen, church? It's a great place to do that. And, you know, talking about growing in relationships with others. Regina and I just want to tell y'all, my word, we love y'all. Our life would not be the same without y'all. Y'all are just our people, our favorite people on the planet, and we love doing life with y'all. Amen? We do. Our third thought on grow is this, is that we grow in our relationship with our community. Now, as we grow in the Lord, as we grow in our relationship with our church family, what's going to happen is that prepares us to make a greater impact on our community. You should probably know this, but what happens on Sundays here isn't just for you to keep to yourself. What happens in these four walls as soon as we leave is it should overflow to our work. It should overflow to our schools. It should overflow to our neighborhoods and to our communities. Come on, somebody. Like it's supposed to make a difference in our area, in our community. And no matter what church you're in, every Christian should be taking what they receive, their growth in the Lord, and they should be telling others about it. That's what we were called to do. Matthew 5, Jesus says, you are the light of the world. And he's talking to all of us. We are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And Jesus is telling us here, listen, you got something that the world needs. And so you need to make sure that they hear about it. You need to make sure that they hear about it. Now, as we begin to wrap up today, Brandon and Lauren, they mentioned feeling fulfilled. They said they started serving here at Church Alive, and they really felt fulfilled. And this rolls right into the final part of our vision. But before we jump right into that, I want us to hear from April Lowry and see what she has to say about her time here at Church Alive.
I'm April Lowry, and I've been here since August of 24, so almost 2 years.
All right, so how did you come to find Church Alive?
Actually, I work in McGee, so I pass by Church Alive to and from work. So I was just interested. I was looking for a new church. So I gave it a try. I actually watched a sermon online and enjoyed the worship, enjoyed the message. And so I decided to go the next Sunday. And I really enjoyed it, from the parking lot to the worship center doors. It's just greeting. It's just happy, welcoming, loving folks. All the smiles and just say, good to see you. Just really happy. They're just happy to see you. They're glad to see you come in. And it's just the atmosphere. I felt like I belonged here. It's been great. I mean, I'm learning to grow in my faith, and grow with the relationship with the Lord as well. And starting greeting is, I mean, awesome. I want the other people to feel the same way I did when I came the first time. I want them to enjoy the first visit and to come back. If you're looking for a church that is easygoing, a loving church that, you know, just you come as you are. You don't have to be right before you come to church. You don't have to be specially dressed. You know, just come as you are and you're going to get loved on no matter what. I'm April Lowry, and if I belong here, you belong here.
Sweet April. Y'all, one of our videographer, Tyler, sent these to me this week. Truth is, I just watched them and cried. Isn't it great to hear what God's doing in lives here at Church Alive? I loved April's, what she had to say. And just as a heads up, I had nothing to do with this. We didn't feed them questions or anything. Tyler just let them talk. I wasn't around, but whenever I listened to hers, I thought, man, she just put the cherry on top of our vision. Did you notice she said she came and she felt loved? She said that she grew as far as her relationship with the Lord goes. And then she said, I started serving because I wanted people to experience exactly what I experienced whenever I came here. That leads us right into the third part of our vision, and it's simply this: to lead. And whenever we say that, it means that we help others experience the same love that we've experienced. We help others experience the same growth that we've experienced. And so we're contributing into the same process that every one of us have experienced since coming to Church Alive. I want you to hear me today. God didn't just save you from something. He saved every one of us for something. He saved every one of us for something. I think all of us, whenever maybe we're towards the end of our life, I think as we look back on our life, that we all want to say that we lived a life that had some significance to it. We don't want to look back and say, well, really, what did I do that made an impact? We don't want to come up empty-handed whenever it's like, did I make an impact on anybody? Because we can be at the end of our life and say, well, we made good money. You know, we did this or that. But I think we want to all say, you know, we actually were part of making an impact on somebody else and changing their life. And so God saved us indeed from something, but he saved us for something as well. And that's to help make a difference, to help bring people to the Lord. We're called to go and to make disciples, right? The word says that. I want to say this to all of our team that serves here, that's actively participating in the whole leading process of our vision. Thank you. Thank you. You'll never know the impact that you're making by what you do. And I know sometimes you think, Pastor Gene, it's not that big of a deal what we're doing. No. See, we all work together as the body of Christ. Paul talks about this in the New Testament. Whenever we do that, then we see huge results take place. Like, just for instance, by serving, by you know, giving your generosity, which both are required to make a church even be able to operate. You know, last year we had 58 people that came to know the Lord, and that's a lot of folks for a church in McGee, Mississippi. Y'all, this year, already 16 weeks in, we're at 39, so we're going to soar right past that 58, amen? And can I say this? We couldn't have done it without you. We couldn't have done it without you. Now, here's the truth. Any one of us individually in this room, there's a really good chance that we would not, in 16 weeks of this year, led, you know, 39 people to the Lord. Can we agree? Probably not. But whenever we come together, somebody say come together. Whenever we come together, whenever we work together, then we can make this great impact on the city, and together we can depopulate hell. Isn't that awesome? It's what happens. And so I want to say thank you to all of you. Maybe you thought that what the parts you've played hasn't really made a difference, but I want you to know it has. It has made a difference. Can you stand with me today? If you look in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, you can also go to 1 Timothy 4, 7, and 8. The word tells us that there's a reward for those of us who run the race and finish strong. Who run the race and finish strong. And I want you to know that includes you. Talking to our team that serves, for instance, I want you to know that every person that's come to know the Lord, which is hundreds over the years, hundreds that have come to know the Lord, I want you to know this, that whenever you stand before the Lord, that you're going to receive credit for that and you're going to be rewarded for that. Isn't that great? You're going to be rewarded for all those who came to know the Lord through this ministry. A while back, in reading Matthew 25, just the story just kind of socked me in the gut. In Matthew 25, there's this story that Jesus told of a master who gave three servants a sum of money. And it says that he goes away. Whenever he came back, he goes to the first servant. The first servant says, "Hey, master, you gave me this much, and I've basically made a lot more with it, right? So I've multiplied it," is what he said. You've probably heard the story. The response to him was, "Well done, good and faithful servant," right? But then he gets to number three, and the servant just gives him back exactly what he was given. And he said, basically, "I didn't do anything with it. I just buried it. I didn't do anything with it." And the master looks at him and he says, "You wicked and evil servant." I'm sorry, but that will not be the story of my life. And I refuse to let that be the story of Church Alive. We can come here and we can receive the word, but whenever we leave this place, we got to make a difference, y'all. Whenever we come here, it's not going to be just about us. It's got to be about people coming to know Jesus in this place. And today, if you again want to live a life that actually has some significance, it's time for you to just go ahead and step in. It's time for you to make that decision that you're going to be part of this. God's got something greater for every one of us. He didn't call you just to get in that. He didn't call you just to get in that whole cycle of eat, sleep, and repeat, and just do it day after day. He wants to use you for something significant. Does anybody agree today? Do you know that God wants to use you for something significant? And so, for those of you who maybe are kind of halfway new here at Church Love, maybe you've not been around us way too much, if you felt like, you know, you just have never fit in with church, if you felt like church wasn't for you, if you felt like, you know, maybe you're here by accident, I want you to know you're not here by accident. Come on, church family. They're not here by accident, right? God brought you here so that you could encounter his love, so that you could be loved on by others in this place. But God brought you here so that you could live a life of significance, and so you can do something greater than you could ever do on your own and be part literally of a movement that he's doing. If you want to grow emotionally, spiritually, relationally, if you want to live that life that matters, I just want to tell you, y'all, you belong here, amen? Church Alive, can we just tell them, come on, you belong here, amen? And so we would love to have you just really connect with us here at Church Alive. God's doing some great things, and we would love for you to be part of it. This is your church. Y'all, this is your family, and this is a great opportunity for you to just take that next step and be part of something great. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Church Alive Teaching of the Week with Pastor Gene Amoson. We invite you to join us for our Sunday morning worship service every Sunday at 8:45 or 10:30. Learn more at churchalive.net.